What up, dog?
What up, man?
As the last Negro pulls into the station.
Omar's here.
What up? What up? What up?
Omar's here.
Deal? Come on, man. Get on this mic.
What's
the
deal?
Come on.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. You on. You live. You.
What's good,
you
man?
You blanking in action. What's happening?
Yo.
What's the deal, Omar here?
It's good to meet some fellow Good News Brethren for like the first time in ever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's great to be here.
These are my guys.
Great. What's happening?
Man, me and DP got history, bro.
Man, come on now. What'd I do, man? Welcome.
Everybody knows the show. Welcome, Sports Talk with Mark and DP. We back.
We back, baby.
Me and DP finally back since April.
You know,
like,
what I'm
together. Because
we did two individual shows.
It did like two reruns because I was gone. He took off. It did, yeah. Like, May was just like a chill month.
Yeah,
it get like that sometimes, man.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, self-care, isn't that what the girls on, you know, post about memes and shit?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Self-love is the best love.
Hey, real talk. Real talk.
Is the like, best love.
A guest that I had on last week, our brother D-Roy, y'all from New York.
Yeah, shout out D-Roy, yeah.
I sent him a text like, hey, episode title for like next week should be just The World According to Memes.
The World According to Memes.
Oh, you got the perfect person then. B, you got a meme for everything.
Boy, I got a whole catalog.
Hey, if it's this like, takes a turn later, then all right, I know what we're going to do.
Hey.
But introduce yourselves, fellas. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome, my guy.
What up, man?
Cheers.
What up?
Oh,
welcome.
We got to get him hooked up.
Yeah, this is
you can take this.
This is Cactus Jack shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But this is
Kavassi.
That's
Kavassi. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
What kind of show is
this?
Hey, this is the Drink Champs of Sports.
Oh, yeah, man. So,
oh, yeah.
I wasn't ready, but
I don't give a fuck. Hey, man. Hey, I'm fresh off work. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. No, me too.
Shit.
Welcome.
Hey, everybody, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Friday, fellas.
Happy Friday.
Good life. More life and all of that. And it's the holiday weekend.
But yeah. Yeah, man, I'm Felix, man. Mr. BB, that's me.
BB,
right?
I like it.
1/3 of the We Don't Make the Rules podcast, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm the other half of the show. We missing Drizzy.
Big
so
Draco.
If he's 1/3 and you the other half, so you 2/3.
That's a lot.
Hey,
he
right.
A big dude though.
Big ass dude.
Come on now.
Shit. Your friendly neighborhood beef here. I get around.
Right, red
flip
light
up.
Beef.
Flip
you,
up.
You know what? You just say, I get around. I think that's the instrumental for right now.
Let's get it.
But shout out to our other co-host, man.
Yeah.
Draco, man.
Shout out.
Yeah.
That's love, man. So tell us a little bit about y'all show. You know what I'm saying? This is our first time collaborating.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, dope.
And so, like I was telling you, you know, at work, I'm like, bro, we got to go ahead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make it happen. So. Tell our audience a little about what you guys do.
Well, man, We Don't Make the Rules podcast live on the Good News of Sports radio app.
Come on.
Sundays at 5:30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then everywhere else drops on Mondays, every Monday, man.
Okay.
We just talk about whatever's going on in sports, man. We don't make the rules, but we call you out when you break them.
Facts. And I want y'all to go ahead and give a little insight. Because y'all were doing y'all podcast before y'all joined the network.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, you know, the origin, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where it all kind of started from, you know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Up until this point.
The crib.
Well, yeah. That part. Like, before even Beef got joined the podcast, it was me, my brother Dre, and our homegirl Andrea.
Yeah.
And we all grew up well, of course, me and my brother grew up together.
Right.
But Andrea was a close friend of ours.
Okay.
And we had just always talked about, you know, hey, we should start a podcast because we was always in the group chat talking about sports and whatnot.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, we just always, every time we would talk about a sports subject, it would just come up like, well, I guess, hey, we don't make the rules. Like, they doing some wild shit, but we don't make the rules. Like, they can do what they want to do.
Thanks.
And it just clicked one day where it was like, that should be the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
So, one by one, I started buying equipment, told everybody to buy their mic.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, on this day, show up, and we're going to record.
Yeah.
and that's exactly what it did, and we ain't stopped since, man. So,
it's a beautiful thing.
Andrea had to move to, well, not had to, I told this to Mark. I said, she moved to Seattle.
Yeah.
And then it was just me and my brother Dre for a little bit. We brought in some people, tried it out, ain't really work too well. And then Beef came in a couple times. I was like, yeah, it gotta be Beef, dog. Like, just something about him. It was organic. It worked. Yeah. It didn't feel like he was trying to do too much. We didn't have to do too much. It was just a perfect fit, man.
Yeah, when
Beef came on, man, it really just took off for us, for real. Helped us with our consistency. And, I mean, we started in the living room, and now we're in the studio, man.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
For real.
Quality transition. Well, yeah, man, like we said, it's a pleasure to have y'all on here. This is the first of many collaborations. Welcome to the team.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the family.
Appreciate it.
Welcome.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, hit that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, they said drinking shit. This for like home.
Right.
Because, man, I needed one.
Bro, so the drinking began, you know, man, like.
It started with G bringing the water.
Yeah, G used to bring water. Shout out to producer G, you know what I'm saying? He's our third, you know what I'm saying?
He went off to go be a dad and shit.
Yeah, he's doing big things, like, you know. And so he was bringing the waters, and then, boom, our show, you know, went on hiatus for a little bit. We came back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of like, man, this our time. You know what I'm saying? So I just started bringing bottles here and there. Like,
he started just showing up like, my boy.
That's like
he would pop through the door just like, what up? And I was like, all right, he got it. Okay. And then after, like, he started doing it, I'm like, all right, you know what? Martin needs to chip in. What are we drinking on tonight? And then, you know,
every other week.
So I give y'all a little insight on our show. We know we don't usually go live and shit like that, but we drink Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we got Kool-Aid.
I swear, I haven't had Kool-Aid in forever.
Hey, bro, the homie Felix make the goddamn best Kool-Aid.
Oh, man, thanks, man.
Hey.
Hey, the best Kool-Aid on the West Coast.
Hey,
no, it's no. You know how basically, you know, you scoop sugar. It's no. I seen him make the shit. He don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I just look at it.
Don't just look at it.
Oh yeah, you eyeball it.
For sure.
That is the best Kool-Aid.
Right. So next time I pull up, man, I'll bring y'all some, man.
Shit, I was speeding from downtown to get over here. Fucking tire light came on.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna go to get my hair cut then tire shop. Fuck it.
Straight up.
I got that master plan in my head.
Straight up, man.
So you done came from downtown. I done came from the hills. DP came from the crib.
Yeah, I was down.
What part of town you came from?
South Central. Yeah, man.
Don't be a menace.
That part.
There we go.
Yeah, getting into some sports. DP, you know, sent the line about NBA basketball is currently going on, and when I left the crib, the Clippers of.
Correct yourself.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. They came back.
Yeah, man.
Well, you said correct yourself like you're a Clippers fan.
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh. Oh. How you doing? Oh, man.
How you doing?
He a Clippers fan.
He said, how you doing?
Yeah,
I mean, the only one I know.
Hey, man.
I love him anyway.
Hey, I'm a realist, though.
Pete is a Clippers fan, too.
Yeah. He's the only fan that hates every...
I hate everybody on the fucking roster.
He hate all his teams.
I hate everybody on the roster.
He a fan, but he hate all of them.
Wait, what?
So that's what I do. I basically cheer for them.
Yeah.
When they doing good. As soon as they fuck up, I'm ready to trade niggas. I'm ready to rotate niggas out.
I'm dead.
Hey,
send the whole team out.
Hey,
send
them
out.
I'll rotate that whole motherfucking organization depending on me.
And it's a wrap.
He said, I'm out.
Don't let me be Lawrence Frank. I'll be sitting at the table like this. Look, they're like, trade deadline over. Send them.
Send him anyway. Don't matter.
Future trade that bitch.
That's funny.
Send him.
Get him
out of here.
I'm ready to bounce.
Get him out of
here. How did you become a Clippers fan?
Man,
I gotta know this.
So let me back it up, man. So if anybody follow me on Twitter, everybody all asks like, why you like 31? My favorite player is Reggie Miller.
Okay.
All right. My favorite player, because when I was growing up, I wanted to be a sharpshooter like him.
He's from out here, too.
Yeah. Didn't think I was going to be like a big man. I used to play like Shaq. No lie. Elbow to your fucking chin.
Yeah. Elbow to the chin, boy.
But then, like, as I was growing up, you feel me? I never, like I said, I don't hate the Lakers. I never hated Kobe. I just hated the fans.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. Let's go across the street with it. You got Darius Miles and the boys wearing shit backwards, throwing lobs and shit.
Going crazy.
Yeah. But going the record's crazy. Not going crazy. You feel me?
Like
I'm running down court doing this shit in every game. You know what I mean?
Did you wear a headband?
Yes, I did.
Of course he did.
Bro, it's a picture of me. I got to find it. It's a white tee. I got the fucking... I look like I'm from fucking St. Lunatics.
You got a wristband on.
Did
you have the double headband?
Yes, sir. I had a hat to the side, fucking triple X.
Triple X.
The three-quarter shorts. They were shorts. The three-quarter shorts.
The white tee was there touching my kneecaps.
Oh, my gosh.
With the shit. And with the chain on.
Oh, my gosh.
And the durag.
Hey.
Going crazy.
Going bonkers.
He was fresh out of 106 in Park, baby.
So, hey, from there, you feel me? Catino Mobley, Sam Cassell. I start catching on. You know what I'm saying? Chris Kamen and all them boys. You know what I mean? And the sick part was, man, I used to beat niggas on live with Ricky Davis.
Ricky Davis.
Beat the breaks with niggas. Bro, we would play on extremely hard, but I knew how he shoot.
Yeah.
So I used to go to the corner and bust ass. The nigga was putting up 30.
Go right on NBA Live.
Yep, and
ladies and gentlemen, you were listening to a 2K All-Star.
Hey, so from there, man, it just grew. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? People just kept bashing. But I was one of them. I'm one of them niggas. I don't give a fuck if I'm losing, winning, getting my ass beat. I can get jumped and I'm still talking shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. I tell people all the time, Beef is a lot of things and he gonna do a lot of things, but one thing he ain't gonna do is shut up.
I'm not gonna shut the fuck up, bro. Hey, speaking of it,
I'm not gonna shut the fuck
DP
up.
DP can attest to it. Me and him play in the gridiron together.
Bro. I was just telling Phoenix about the West yesterday, hey, bro. I'm like, me and Beef just connected. Like, we would just already chop it up. Like, right, you know what I'm saying? Like,
SMC?
I'm like, bro, like, that's... And then I was telling them about when you got out there to Concordia.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking to transfer, and we just so happened to chop it up. You like, bro, come out here. Come to Minnesota, bro. Yeah, like, right, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga went to Sioux Falls, middle of nowhere.
Went to straight Sioux Falls, bro. Like,
don't get me wrong. Sioux Falls is Sioux good. Falls, they good. No cap. Sioux Falls is good.
Yeah.
But DP actually seen me go head up. You know what I'm saying? SMC, they had niggas that was older than us.
Going crazy.
Bro, I almost got into fights with niggas from different hoods and still kept talking.
He was going crazy. Yeah, that's what fuck. You do.
Bro, beat me up, please.
Please.
I'm not a superhero nigga, but I can take a punch.
Hey, he's like, if that's what you got to do, bro.
You know what? Ooh, speaking of taking a punch in the NBA, I think some fans need to take a punch.
Hello.
That's real.
Based on this week,
bro.
That's real.
Hey, bro, great transition to this. Thank you,
bro. These fans been wilding, bro.
I was going to text you about that earlier. Right. I'm just like, you know what? It'll come up naturally.
Yeah, fans been wilding, bro. Russ was ready.
Hey, speaking of the nigga that spit it on him,
and that was on Trae Young against the Knicks.
Hey, big shout out to Trae. But guess what? I would have been.
What?
Ron Artest. Bring back Palace of Armory Hills. Bring back that body.
As a Detroit native, I watched that live. Bring not in that person, back. But I watched it on TV.
He didn't even realize what happened.
He didn't even notice it. I don't think the spit landed
on him. Yeah, I don't think it hit him.
The first angle it showed from the side, you can't tell that it happened, but there's another one. It's directly in front of Trae. Mm-hmm. You see the spit wipe, and it lands on old girl's shoulder, and she looks like, what the hell?
Now that's 50 Cent girl, bro.
You lucky 50 Cent ain't turn around and smack fire out of it. Because 50 Cent was sitting right there.
Because she looked like, hey, what the hell just happened?
Right.
But you can see, and listen, these fans, specifically these white fans.
Yes, sir.
Going crazy.
Because black fans don't do this.
Right.
Like, we boo, we may talk shit, but when it's over,
I'm not going to say we don't do these things.
No, let's take it back. We do it.
Yes, we do.
But guess how we do it? We and the fans fighting each other.
We're not gonna do
a player like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're not gonna do a player like that. But we'll go crazy in the audience though.
Yeah, for sure. What happens in the stands stays in the stands. Yeah. But when it goes from the stands to the court, but the court can't come to the stands, hey dog. Like, there needs to be some reciprocity. Like, if you have enough balls to just attempt to spit on a dude while he's working. Not just playing basketball. That man is at work.
Yes, sir.
You're not at work. You paid money to be here. That man is at work collecting a check more than all of us in here combined.
And you know what's sick? Like, I honestly think this in my head when I notice this shit. Like, people attacking. It's a lot of shit that's playing in the world of why fans is doing the shit they do.
Yeah.
Betting.
Yeah. Right?
I'm paying damn near $1,000 for you to dribble a ball. And I got to go home to a loss? No, I want wins. Right? But at the same time, man, you got to think, these are human beings, right? Mm-hmm. If you ever been to a Pop Warner game, the the parents never take it out on the kids. You know what I'm saying? You might see the coaches do it. They get their ass beat after, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, that is so rare.
Right.
They get their ass beat, right?
He done see some things.
Hey, no, actually, I've been a part of a brawl, bro. We was finna fight the other team.
See?
And guess who didn't give a fuck?
You.
Me and my boy. Shout out to my boy GP. Me and my boy.
Shout out to GP, man.
It was
man
G because his little brother played in Lakewood. You feel me? We was finna fuck, get on with Paramount. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh.
I don't care, bro. Beef don't care. I don't care. It was against Samoans. I'm like this, look, bro. Because I think, honestly, I developed this I don't care mentality. Because my boy, back in high school, it was my boy Ari, right?
Yeah.
Standout kid, man. Standout dude. We still friends today. Bro was, I think, like 6'8 or something like that. And I kept fucking talking shit.
Yeah.
Bro punched me so hard in my chest, bro. I lost wind. I lost sight. But then I touched my chest. I said, it didn't cave in. So guess what now?
Uh-oh. I'm good.
I'm reloading.
Right.
I'm here. Hey, I'm here.
Right.
My cousin beat me up before my mom's wedding. And I got up.
Wow.
He hit me in the face. He hit me in the chest again. I said, this motherfucker can withstand
anything.
I'm good.
He is the LA version of real, dog.
Bro.
Hey. He needs to get in the group chat. Both of them.
Bro. I'm here.
I'm so good.
I'm nominating them. Hey.
I'm here. No. And the only thing is, I'm not dumb enough to stay still, so you're not going to hit me in my face.
Right, you're not going to hit me twice.
You're going to get body shots.
And you're not going to hit me twice. Like,
man.
You
know what
I mean? I took the first one. Cool, you got me.
Right.
Hey, after that, nobody.
Hands, hey, hands up. You the man. Now, watch me snap out of this shit.
He said, you the man.
Hey, you the man. I'll straight go 8 Mile with you.
Hey, yeah, I lived a mile away from 8 Mile.
Come on now.
I feel like the NBA
was
on
7 Mile or 9 Mile?
Seven. Seven is in Detroit. 9 is not.
But, hey, you know what they need to do? Honestly, all honesty, I feel like they should sit the big money people. They can still sit the big money people like around, right?
Yeah.
But back it up like football. You know how football, they can't get to us?
Oh, well, yeah.
Back it up a little bit.
It depends on the stadium.
No,
they could, bro you have restricting seats regardless.
Yeah.
So you just cut a whole section off. Like they not as close.
I would just say cut. You don't even have to cut that many off. Just cut two rows.
Two rows. You bust down two rows. You're not close enough.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
On everything.
I feel like they need to actually like arrest these people. Like.
You banned him for life. You're spitting on somebody. You threw popcorn on Russell Westbrook
when he was minding his business. He going to the locker room. He's done for the day.
And Philly was winning.
You're winning.
Why are you mad?
Because that nigga had money on the other niggas.
Like, god damn.
Or he just don't like black folks.
But he was a Wizards fan.
But take it back though. Let's take it. No. When they walked him out,
I haven't met one of them yet.
And when he walked out, though, he had a Sixers shit on, though.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Yeah, no, he was a Sixers fan.
Yeah, he was a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
They revoked his season tickets, all that. But they need to.
They should have slapped need his to get ass.
But at the end of the day, bro, it's just like, okay, you can do one, but history always repeats itself. So one person seen it sitting at home plotting, thinking like, oh, he's supposed to mind, he got banned, but it don't matter. It's like any given Sunday, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you make a harsh enough
example
out of somebody,
pack them out.
But the thing about it is, like, the thing about it too is, like, the players shouldn't be so penalized for going into the stands to, like, handle their business, because once upon a time, if you went to the stands, you only got a 10-game suspension.
Right.
Like, 10 games?
Not to run out.
You got to understand the sensitivity of the world right now, though.
That's true, too.
Man, you know what?
Like,
with all due respect, fuck the sensitivity of the world.
No, yes. 100%. But I'm just saying, love yourself always. but I'm just saying, like, they not gonna let somebody slide into the stands and fire on a fan and just slap them on the wrist with a little suspension.
Right.
It's not going down in 2021.
No. I know. I wish it did.
I'm talking boycotts in front of the arena.
Oh my god.
I'm talking boycotted ticket sales. I'm talking fans waiting at the little garage where they pull up in the little buses.
If that's the case, then that means ticket prices gonna go cheap, and that means the real homies can go into the stands for cheap.
To this day, bro, I love watching the fucking Pistons and Indiana Pacers game when the fight broke out, because he was just laying there
chilling. Shout out to 2004. 2004 when that happened. I think this 2004. It was like November 2004.
They rocked them boys.
The hey, when niggas keep sleeping on, I kept telling people while I was watching it live, I said, all right, you know what I'm saying? Jackson, everybody handle their business. That's not the hit of the year. It's Jermaine O'Neal coming in his knees. Hey, bro, was,
because he slid into that.
Literally.
He literally slid into the punch.
Hey, he came in and Mika! Mika! Bro, he hit the nigga so hard and he pointed at niggas like, you next. Right. You next. That dude said, hey,
no.
Just because you came out here say, hi.
Right. Right. Y'all want to get on the court. Like, bro,
I'm not trying to he was court. Taking no prisoners.
Them boys got put on that Summer Jam screen real quick.
What? Have you guys ever heard Steven Jackson tell the story of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the smoke.
All the smoke. Yeah.
When he goes, at the end of all of it, Ron Artest dying laughing, he goes, hey. You think we're gonna get in trouble for this? Like,
and he's dead ass.
Right, like he was dead ass. Like, bro, he was.
The Ron Artest interview and the interview with what's his name? Dude that owns Viola, Al Harrington.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But that his episode that was on Knuckleheads, bro. Them two episodes, bro. Crazy.
Classic.
Hey, speaking of brawls, remember we got into a brawl with East LA?
Elac?
Yes.
Y'all fought Elac?
Remember we fought Elac when we went to the championship that year?
Y'all got down.
Or you did you probably left, didn't you?
I wasn't there. I was out of there. I was in. What year was that?
That was I left 2012.
Oh yeah, I was in Arkansas already.
All right, bet. You missed the great one.
All right, bet. All
right,
he pissed off.
Right. Watch the story. Hey,
watch the story, story though.
Hey, you talking about brawl, bro. We went to Elac and beat them. Nice ass field in East LA. That's
nice.
Beautiful. But they came.
Shout out to homie Anthony Denham.
They
great characters.
Fuck him.
He trying to get in the league, man. Stop.
Oh, you talking about the homie from?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, my nigga. Thought you had somebody new. Hey, nah, he a friend of We Don't Make the Rules.
Right, friend of the show, man.
Hey, tight end, man. We love that man.
Damn, dog. He was gonna clown him.
Hey, for real. Yeah. Everybody else on the team, fuck him. But you know what I'm saying? It's a championship.
That's those guys.
Championship game, bro.
Right.
Guess what niggas do? Once we start losing, start a fight.
Right. We might lose the game, but we ain't gonna lose this fight.
Oh, did we though? I wasn't prepared for niggas coming out the stands to the field, bro. Jeez. It was literally the fucking Palace of Arbor and Hills SMC edition. I seen somebody get rocked with a helmet. I said,
oh, y'all different.
He said, wow.
I said, wow.
They wasn't ready.
He wasn't, bro. But then, you know what I mean? I wore these gloves. If any football players out there, this is what you should be wearing. Lineman.
It's called the
cutters, bro.
Cutters, yeah.
I was a heavyweight champion of the world. I was a bow.
Shout out to Anquan Bowden because he put them things on the map.
They so comfortable.
Bro, they the best. And they washable. Yeah. They the best.
Now, I did put on the wide receiver ones. I said, y'all niggas is trash. Like, it's no pack. The DB ones, too? No.
Yeah, yeah, no, no bullshit. No. Westchester, bro.
Nike had some bad ones.
Didn't Coach whip out the stick on?
He did.
Bro, Coach, no bullshit. Week 1.
He sprayed them shits?
Week 1. Coach walks up to all the receivers with gloves on.
Oh, my God.
You need some? You need some? I'm like, you know, I just transferred in this game. Where I'm like.
Bro, transferred in and transferred out.
I was in and out.
But I'm not playing with y'all.
Touch and go.
Shit, we even got into a fight with Uni. I was involved in a lot of brawls. I like it.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro.
I like it.
Chaotic energy, bro.
Yo,
I'm actually into it.
Right, yeah. He thrives.
I enjoy this.
He thrives.
Man, this is fun
in chaos.
Oh my God, this is something I'm impatient.
This is Def Jam Vendetta in real life.
I do, bro.
Def Jam Vendetta,
bro. People in
college
my
edition.
People in my job say you look angry.
Edition.
Prep edition.
Prep edition.
I love it.
Dev Jam Vendetta prep edition.
But back to the fans, bro. Hands gotta be laid. I just say this. Even though it might create a rift, if we get one player to turn around
and just knock somebody out,
open hand slap and bitch slap. You know it's disrespectful.
Wow,
Minka
victory slap.
Hello,
word up.
Hello.
Come on now.
But like, I don't want the star to do it. I want the reserve to do it. Because you don't get minutes anyway. No,
but the cold part about that, if a reserve do it, he ain't going to get another job, bro. They might
cut him, bro. A reserve would get a job somewhere else. He may have to sit out a year.
Bro.
But he'll slide in. Just for the 15th place.
If Luke Mwamubute slaps somebody, bro.
Wow, him.
He's done.
Him.
He's done. You said Luke Mwamubute?
Yeah.
Luke Mwamubute.
It's Luke Bialamute.
Hey.
He was a Clipper.
If he slaps the shit out of somebody, bro.
But if
we're
talking
done.
About, like, you know, superstars, like, wanting to go into the stands, I need KD to just go handle a Twitter follower because he got beef with all of Twitter.
Right.
What was this again?
Kvassia.
You drank the whole thing?
Did I, nigga? The fuck? My drunk.
I just think he's going to my drunk.
Hey, wait. D, did you bring anything else?
Nah, I ain't gonna drink like that, bro. I gotta go home.
Nah.
We all gotta go home.
You really don't gotta go home.
Well,
Fig is open 24 hours a day, 7 days
a week.
Oh,
here you go. Uh-oh. Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to the hoes on Fig.
Mike, you ever been down Fig, bro? I know you've been in LA for a little bit. You been down Fig, bro?
Yeah.
You seen them?
Mark, you done been on Fig?
I've been on Fig.
I work on Fig.
You participated?
Oh, anyway, it's funny because he really do work on Fig.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get my job location up, but I do work on Fig.
Have you participated?
He said, no.
I don't think it's on Fig. But wait, remember when we had Shane on and we was talking about that motel?
The Snooty Fox?
The Snooty Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's King and Western.
Hey, so you pay to play.
No.
He said, yo, I seen the Shaq run.
No, it wasn't my story. Yeah. I seen the houses.
I seen the mirror on the ceiling. You blew it.
Hey, it's top tier right there. The homie pay to play.
No.
Hey, 30 for 30.
Right.
Pay for play. Star Mark Bland.
What if I told you that?
And then it's Mark like this.
Oh shit, hey, my stomach hurt, bro.
So, you know, I wasn't from LA, so you know, my friends always reference this hotel, motel, whatever you want to call it.
Was the mirrors clean on the ceiling?
I've never been in there. It was somebody else's story that's been on our show.
Ron.
It's okay,
you
bro.
You know goddamn well whose it was.
Hey, if you listen to us last Sunday, I said I'll pay to play. I play to win.
This is not the NCAA.
Oh,
I'm so dead.
God.
Oh man, everybody thought the Celtics was gonna get swept.
Oh my god.
So much for that, huh?
Bro, it's a 7-point game.
Yeah, it's because Boston like showed up for once.
It might go crazy. Now, since we speak in playoffs, who's coming out the West? Who's coming out the East?
Not us.
I think it's gonna be.
Give a fuck what nobody says.
The Clippers are still winning.
I don't care, bro.
It's up by 2.
I mean, 0-2.
Hey, look,
it's 0-2. Luka had 8 points in 10 seconds.
If it was halftime, I would be ecstatic, bro.
It is
halftime now.
That's it. The game is over. If it just stopped, no more quarters. We got 2 more quarters. I'm sitting there like this. Look.
I think the Lakers will make it out the West. Oh, I think they're still the best team.
The Lakers
regardless
are climb
of 17.
These niggas, they could be the eighth seed.
What?
We're coming out the West.
They are the eighth.
They're seventh.
Seventh, eighth, they're at the bottom.
I like Utah.
I like Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks.
You know I don't like Utah.
They've been playing like some goons, bro.
They've been playing out their mind.
They play like Memphis basketball.
Guess who's showing up? They said when Memphis play at in Memphis, right?
Zeebo's
showing up.
Oh yeah, they going in.
Hey, the grindhouse is showing up.
Right. They going in there.
Hey, that is the grit and grind culture right there.
Zeebo that N word boy.
Zeebo that guy.
For real.
Zeebo's really that guy.
Shout out to him.
I see the Lakers coming out, but this series is gonna go to 7.
What?
You think so?
Yeah,
no.
Bro.
I don't think it goes.
Don't sleep on the Suns.
I don't think it goes to 7 just because Chris Paul's shoulder fucked up.
It ain't about Chris Paul, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
When he's on the court,
bro, he's
an asset. But I'm talking, there's scores around him.
Bro,
there's scores around
but
him.
But no, Chris, him in line.
I'm going off of his, I'm piggybacking off of that. When Chris Paul was on the Clippers, bro, he was the orchestrator.
Right.
And when he went down, bro, it went to shambles. Even though, you know what I'm saying, we was holding on, but even when we blew those 3-1 leads,
bro, Chris Paul was hurt.
Chris Paul was hurt.
We've been letting Cameron Payne get buckets.
He can get buckets, bro, as long as they double team.
I'm about to say, but he getting buckets in spurts.
No. He getting buckets against the savior. Caruso.
No, Caruso's been playing terrible defense this series.
Because he's going against Cam Champagne.
He's been okay.
He's going against Cam Champagne.
He's been okay. Cameron Payne has been playing outside of his for real.
This is the best I've ever seen Cameron Payne play ever.
You want to know why?
Outside of himself.
Because he don't want to go to Shanghai, China.
That part.
He ain't trying to go back. Niggas like, I ain't going back.
He's like, I love it here.
I love it.
Yeah, if
CGB,
if,
can't go
if
back.
The Suns are going to push this to 7, Crowder got to start playing better.
Yeah, Crowder has not been the same he's been in previous years.
Yeah, he's having his worst
LeBron had a field day against them last night.
He shouldn't guard LeBron.
I mean, like, when LeBron is laughing before he hits you with the spin baseline,
he's
like,
talking shit. He's like,
come on, man. Like,
bro, like, really? Like,
we really doing this?
I will say this,
though. You was my teammate. I cooked you in practice. Like,
I will say this, though, because me and my coworker was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, technically, he's 36, right? We crack a joke all the time. He's 36. But he wants AD to take over.
For sure.
But he won't.
He won't, and he's hurt. So what he did was, he basically kind of just held on, right? And then he ignited that quarter. But he can't do that. He can't do that all playoffs.
And LeBron is 36.
He can't, because if you notice, he took over one quarter.
I would say LeBron and the
Lakers,
spots.
The Lakers spurt, it took off. But again, if you get deeper in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You run against Utah. Utah is not going to take their foot off your
Kobe
neck.
Kobe retired at 38.
Right.
Damn.
But his son is almost ready to come into the league, though.
Yeah. But he's still in high school, though.
Right. He's only a sophomore.
Literally 10th grader.
So you got, what, 37, 38?
39.
He's going to play till he's 40, bro. He's going to play till he's 40.
He's going to play till he's 40. But by that time, bro, AD should be running the show.
I don't think AD will ever run the show. AD going to be our age.
I don't think he'll ever run the show because he's a solid number two.
No.
I don't think he'll be a number one ever.
Has AD, like, I mean,
AD's been a number one.
I'm being honest, though. Has AD ever hit his prime yet, though? Like, I mean,
yes. He's living there now.
I don't look at his prime.
He's living it. He's always hurt.
Tim Duncan's prime is better than his prime.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%. Yeah.
Because Tim Duncan, like, I'm looking at AD and I'm not throwing no shade, right? If y'all say this is prime, this looks average to me.
If AD was a true number one, in game one, statistically, when LeBron was on the court, the Lakers were plus 18. When he was off the court, minus 16.
LeBron wants his role to be like James Harden's role with the Nets.
Right,
But he's never surrounded by a legit number one, a number two and three who can do it when he's not sitting.
And they're young. Like,
well, that's what Dennis Schroeder is for, right? Like, he's supposed to be the ball handler, the primary playmaker when LeBron steps off the court.
But it's not the same.
Of course not. But I ain't going to stunt, though. Dennis Schroeder, he's been showing his ass all year. Like,
right. I mean,
literally his last 4 years of the NBA have gone crazy. Career-wise, he's gone crazy.
After game one, the Lakers have been playing really good basketball. It's just a matter of does AD want to be aggressive tonight or not? And based off the we can tell if he's going to be aggressive or not based on how many free throw attempts he has, based on how many times he drives to the basket after the first quarter.
When he decides to play big man, it's over.
Right. Like
the last night, he played big man and like was killing.
He needs a drumming mindset with his skill set.
Right.
He needs to realize, nigga, you 6'10". Stop trying to be 6'2". You not 6'2" at all.
But bro, All they do is 6'10". The Morris boys, 6'10".
Damn near.
AD, 6'10". Right. Drummond, 6'10".
Who boy is 6'10"?
Powell.
Marcus Gasol
is 7 foot, ain't
right.
he?
LeBron almost 6'10".
I just feel like big niggas don't want to get body no more. Oh.
They don't.
Because they're not big. They just tall.
Them niggas big, bro.
Hey. I mean, shout out to Trez with no minutes. Trash,
that's fine. Trez ain't getting no minutes.
Because snitches shouldn't get rewarded.
Yo, boy, Booby not getting no minutes either.
Hey, wait a minute.
Boogie Cousins not getting no minutes.
We talked about
it. And that's my guy, though.
I just got off the phone with Jerry. Relax.
That's my guy. He needs some.
Relax. He says he got the phone with Jerry.
We need to get some minutes. Look, y'all are fucking up already.
Because y'all really did go get him and to do nothing.
How y'all sign Boogie and not play Boogie?
We going to play Boogie, bro.
You put bro, they put Zubac on Luka.
Yeah.
Hey, they put negativity going to make the score go away.
They put Zubac on Luka. You got Boogie Cousins on the bench.
Let me be the negative energy. I just got done tweeting that the 03 party in LA is going to start cracking in a minute. I got VIP tickets. I got a section next to the Miami Heat.
Bro. I'm so flustered.
Brooklyn's out of there tonight. See ya.
That don't mean shit. They went in a series. What?
I mean, we know that, but like they out of there.
Well, I guess most of us say the Lakers are coming out of the West. Who y'all said coming out the East?
The Nets are winning everything.
You know, the Bucks.
The Nets are winning everything.
I like the Bucks.
The Bucks are great, but the Nets are winning everything.
I like the Bucks.
It's gonna be the Bucks versus the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Nets win.
After like the first weekend of the playoffs, I thought Philly had a shot. Mm-hmm. Like just being the sleeper.
Nah, we're a welcome.
Milwaukee's the sleeper.
Yes, but they not. They are, but they not.
They shouldn't, but they are.
They should not be the sleeper because it's been Milwaukee's time. But somehow, some way, Toronto got their number, and then whoever else beat them.
It's because
Miami.
I'm gonna say they're the sleeper because of their last 2 years.
You know what?
That's some bullshit.
Where it's like,
we got a 2-time MVP on your team. You should not be a sleeper.
They have everything they need to win, but they're not because they can't beat the Nets.
Yeah,
I want to retract my statement a little bit.
Which one?
The Bucks.
Uh huh. What about them?
I like the Sixers too.
They're not gonna do anything.
The Sixers are my sleeper.
No, they're coming. The Sixers are coming out of their first round, of course.
Hey, how about this? I want to see this is gonna make me like overturn my thought. I want to see the Sixers in the second round. I want to see you get sexy in the second round.
I want to see you in lingerie second round.
Yeah, I want. Yeah, take it
definitely.
Off.
I need to see you wearing silk drawers.
All right, pay to play,
Mark.
I want to see it.
Damn.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, like, the reason why the Bucks are the sleeper is because of their last 2 years, right? I mean, they were the number one seed the last 2 years.
They
got bounced early the last 2 years. Bro, this year they came in.
Defensively, offensively, they're going crazy.
Right. This year they brought in Jrue Holiday. They brought in PJ Tucker. Two tough-minded individuals, bro.
PJ Tucker.
With playoff experience.
PJ Tucker's their X factor because when it's time to, like, body somebody down low, PJ Tucker will mess with your brain.
I'm not going to say he the X factor because without him, Jrue Holiday would do the same.
Right.
They don't need PJ Tucker to be in the position they in, but he's a bonus.
Here's my thing with PJ Tucker. He gave AD the blues during the bubble when it was Rockets Lakers.
They lost, though.
They did because it's the Rockets.
No. They was a good team. They lost, though.
But it's the Rockets, too.
I think PJ Tucker just happy not to play center, bro. He don't give a fuck. What are you doing now? Right.
I know y'all seen somebody tweet at him like, damn, you, I think they was like, you 6'6 playing a 5 or something like
right,
that.
Right.
He was like, if y'all see me getting attacked by a bear, help the bear.
Okay, nah, mystical.
I mean,
right, like,
I mean,
bro, PJ Tucker a dog, 6'6
though. Playing center.
Sure. Man. Sure. Is a different breed.
He was 4-time defensive player of the year, and he's going to the Hall of Fame this year. Shout out to Detroit.
Hey. No free shout outs.
Hey, shout out to Detroit. I bought GMC stock.
Shout out to AMC. Went up today. Shout out.
Dude.
I took profit. I got my shit back.
Yeah.
I got my initial investment back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Niggas out here taking a PP loan and betting on AMC.
Straight up.
Run up the PP loan, y'all. She's a runner. She's a track star.
Every time I'd be like, yo, I should have took that shit.
Man,
I took it a long time ago, and I was just sitting on like,
damn.
Come on. Like, just come on. Just come on.
Damn.
Uh-huh. He didn't take that, Joe.
Damn.
Joe, he didn't take that. That's right. That's a joke. He ain't take that joke.
Damn.
This nigga no. said it's so AMC. Casual.
Yeah, damn. I took yes, that shit a long time ago.
Hey, we here. I took that shit a long time ago.
Right, he said that shit fraud. In 4K. God
right.
damn.
Yeah, right. God damn. Look, let's replay. God damn.
God damn. Y'all know that YNJ song? Damn. Shit, damn.
Damn. Damn. Oh, damn.
My God, this man.
Sheeshers, boys. So what are you, how are y'all feeling? I mean, D-Rose, one of my favorite players ever.
Yes, sir.
Melo, one of my favorite players ever. How do y'all see, or what are y'all thoughts on the impact they've had on a individual team so far?
I love it. I feel like Thibodeau is trying to make the fucking Chicago Bulls worldwide. Like,
bro, no bullshit.
Yes,
bro,
everywhere he's been, Bulls, bro.
He signed the same two cats that have
Taj
been with him
Gibson
since
D
day
Rose.
One.
Gibson and
he
D
said,
Rose.
Taj, Derek, right. you're coming with me.
Yo, not to lie, I didn't know Taj Gibson was still in the league. Bro.
Yes, bro.
Dude, yes. When he was in Minnesota.
He wasn't. That nigga signed him.
Bro.
He wasn't.
He signed him after the season started.
And D Rose.
Oh, no. He signed him last year with the Knicks. He signed him last year.
D Rose was like, all right, I want out of Detroit, and I know exactly where I want to go. And he went back to New York.
And he's showing his ass.
And dog,
I love it.
Like yeah. D-Rose,
he dropped 30 points tonight. I love it.
D-Rose's story is
impeccable, remarkable, yes. unheard of.
Like if it wasn't for Julius Randle, like D-Rose could get most improved player just because
he should have got it, bro. Because what is Julius doing now?
No, remember, it's a regular season award. That's what they like to hide behind.
Right.
It's regular season.
But D-Rose did great in the regular season.
You gave it to Julius Randle. I get it. He had a hell of a year.
They gave it to him so he could get that bonus money. Too.
Dude. Bruh.
That was somebody in the media. Bruh. Those were people in the media looking out for his paycheck next year.
Dude.
Seriously. Like, they were looking out for his paycheck.
Derrick Rose.
Ooh.
Every time B make a face, I gotta look. Right,
you gotta. Well, I mean, especially with Melo, you gotta love it because they tried to put him out the league. Man,
no lie.
What you mean tried? They did.
Yeah, they tried to Colin Kaepernick.
It was cold, bro.
They tried to Colin Kaepernick.
I didn't like how they tried to do him like that. And
for no reason, though. They tried to paint him out to be a terrible teammate.
I blame D'Antoni for that.
Who?
Melo.
I blame D'Antoni for that.
I mean, I can't even.
That was the start of it for sure.
Yeah, that's where it began. But I can't even say it was his fault for that. I think it was just an overall NBA deal. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, and somebody finally stepped up and said, Dame probably went in that office and said, we need to sign him. Like, no bullshit. Stop bullshitting. Sign him. And Dame has said it multiple times before the shit even went down. And I guess when it was initially discussed, Melo didn't want to go there. And then you know, time had passed. It resurfaced again. I'm sure they had some dialogue and shit.
He probably wanted to just go like do what he did in Denver, but like at a lesser scale.
Probably. I mean, when you're the best player and used to being the franchise player, most times you're the last person to realize, hey dog,
That ain't
your role no more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like it kind of took him a little while to realize that. And by then, they had already pushed him away and made it seem like he was unwilling to change his role or accept the fact that he's not the franchise player anymore. Instead of just sitting him down and having a conversation with him, this is what we expect from you. This is what we want from you. This is how we plan to use you.
Fact.
And instead of just having that conversation with him, they just said, nah, we're just going to push him away
and not deal with it at all.
And to that point, Melo's maturity, I wish AI did the same thing.
I feel like AI got screwed over regardless.
As soon as he went to Denver, he got fucked.
Yeah, I feel like he got screwed over regardless.
And then after he left Denver, he went to Detroit.
Where careers go to die.
No, but even before all that, he was with the Grizzlies. And they did him dirty, trying to pull him off the bench. Why are you taking AI was still serviceable. Like, he was still killing shit. Right. He was still him.
All-star,
you taking
by the way.
Off the bench?
All right, this the man said, where careers going to die. No, Blake Griffin finessed y'all niggas.
Nah, his shit died, and then they brought him back to life. They resuscitated his ass.
He dunked for the first time in like three seasons when he got to the Nets.
I think he was saving his knees because he blew him with the Clippers, bro.
Yeah.
He was blowing them out.
And then it died for men in Detroit.
Power right
now. He went to a coma in Detroit. Hell, D-Rose's career died for men in Detroit.
No, hell no.
in Detroit. D-Rose's
career didn't die in Detroit.
It kinda had moments.
It rolled away.
But then he left, and now look.
But y'all tried to hold him, though.
Hey, from the concrete.
Dennis Smith Jr., though.
From the concrete, guess what rose?
I don't.
Arose.
Thank you.
Go ahead, poet.
Yes!
Again, yes! Careers go to die in Detroit. It just is what it is.
Detroit sucks, bro. They need a whole
Detroit basketball.
They're Cheeks McGee, dude. Like, they're ass McGuff. Like,
damn, the drummer's going crazy tonight.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
The drummer going crazy.
Like, bruh. Like, I don't know what's the
difference. Wait. Okay. Alright, I've said it with you before. The amount of guys that have become all-stars after they left Detroit.
Y'all the Lakers. Y'all just like the Lakers.
Hell, KCP was a former Piston. Chris Middleton, god damn it. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Chris Middleton was a Piston?
Yes. He got drafted by Detroit.
And got traded.
Damn. Him and Dinwiddie were on the team at the same time.
Let's be real. You guys don't develop players.
I know.
That's an issue. You guys suck at that shit.
We ain't developed shit since Grant Hill.
You want to know what's so crazy,
God,
though?
God damn, that's
y'all
90
didn't even develop
him.
94.
Don't feel bad. The Clippers as an organization didn't develop players either. That's why we got El Caliente.
Hey, El Caliente Clippers, baby.
Hey. Hey, bro, we were so bad at keeping niggas. They said, go develop El Caliente.
Bro, that's the name of y'all D-League team?
It's the El Caliente Clippers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the casino.
The casino bought us, niggas.
Yeah.
No, the casino like has their name right on the tee, and they play in Ontario.
And they sponsor, and I'm drinking it.
When I worked for the hockey team out there, they share the same building.
That's funny.
Swear.
Hey, right on the Ontario.
Powell. Yep, right off the 10 freeway, baby.
Man, shout out to Draco the Ruler. Powell, right?
Didn't they just say no free shout outs?
We dropping balls all night today. Shout out to you drop a man, we shout you out for it. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm saying. You know, so okay. Speaking as we talked briefly about the Al Caliente Clippers. How do y'all feel about these high school cats taking advantage of the opportunity to go to the G League? They just getting the bread. I don't know the kid's name, but one of the top high school basketball players in the league, or not in the league, in the country, just chose to go G League rather than go to college.
I like it, to be honest. I mean, everybody always says, oh, but what about school? What about school? That school been there for 150 years.
Nice.
That school ain't going nowhere.
Facts. No bullshit.
School's in session. Hey, these kids need to get this money.
Bro. Because before they was going overseas.
Now
you can stay at the crib. Right.
Now don't get me wrong. I love you getting your education.
Facts.
But if I can get as long, I say this right now, man, they need to have great people in their corner because you can get the bag and go online.
Yeah.
Get the bag. Because it's a few NBA players that, you know, they get their degree as they were playing.
Facts.
Get the bag.
Yeah. Or they take classes in the off season. You know what I'm saying?
Vince Carter. I think John Wall's doing it.
Sean Fitzgerald. If we speak of the NFL, it's a lot of guys.
I think, all right, so the take that I'm going to present is not my own.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it. So
straight up.
Being a motel?
But to give credit where credit is due.
No.
I try to. God. All right. God damn.
Go ahead.
No. All right, for sure.
We'll put you in the wilderness with it. Go ahead.
Hey, the G League should be for guys that aren't a guaranteed top 10 player.
Why?
Damn.
Because when you're going to go to college for like what, 4 months, and then you're still going to get the NCAA ball, motherfucker, just do it and then go become a top 10 player. The G League is for those guys that, like, if you're going to go to college and you're going to need more than 1 year, like, go get your money early and develop at the same time versus if you know that you're going to be a top 10 pick in a year.
I don't know about this, but if you go to the G League, can you still go back to college? I don't think
No,
that's the thing.
Because you're considered a professional athlete.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're getting paid now. So for that guy that is the top, is the fifth recruit in a class, yeah, you might be a starter, but you might end up dropping to the 28th pick, maybe early second round, go get your money early and then use that year and then move yourself
I don't
up.
Care if I was a top pick. If I could go get 500K right away, I'm going right. to the G League. It don't matter where I'm projected.
And that in your, I feel like in your scenario, it should be reversed. If I know I'm going to need probably another year or two of college or another year or two to develop my talent, maybe I should go to college. And then that way but, I would raise my stock around the league.
Right.
I would have more eyes on me.
So that I won't be in the G League longer than I would like to be.
Right.
I feel like the best role players come out of college. The four-year cats.
Yeah. Well, the
like,
seniors.
Like you have, well, yeah. you, have ready to play. You have your hype athletes, right?
Yep.
And then you have your role players. I feel like some players should know their fucking position and go through school. Like, sometimes, bro, I get it, you might be hot in your city, but you're not hot in all 50 states in the country.
Right.
So go be that role player you can be.
At St. John's.
Gonzaga.
Villanova.
Gonzaga. Yeah. And then Virginia. And then come to the league, right? But if you that hot shit.
Already on G League.
You going G League.
But that's the thing about the G League, though. Like, the G League doesn't get TV time like that.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
I don't first of all, even if they wasn't getting TV time, I don't give a damn.
They don't get as much TV time as Duke.
So, I'm getting my bag.
So let me rewind it back. The G League actually gets showcased, just like the African League, you know what I mean? Shout out to the African League.
Yeah. Shout out J. Cole.
They get
right.
He went home.
Hotel.
Yeah. Three game stint.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 1.1 average.
Whatever.
point three steals.
You know what I'm saying? D plus rating in 2K. But
tragic.
But fast forward, you feel me? Shout out to J. Cole.
Wait, what the hell are the rest of these buttons?
Don't push up here.
Don't push
that red one, man.
Oh, okay.
Please don't push those.
I got you.
Don't push. Matter of fact, just go. That's it.
That's what works too, right?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's prediction time.
No, that's
prediction time. But you can flip it because we use this one, but you can use that one.
Don't press the one above that.
Don't press that one.
What is
you
that one?
You're gonna fuck up. It's gonna be music for like a minute straight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Right. Yeah.
Both of them?
I don't know.
I don't remember what the other one is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't press that top right one. Yeah. Don't press that one.
Don't do it, blood bath.
I got you.
But back to what I was saying though, in regards to it, some players just need to go 4 years straight up.
Yeah.
And then some need, if you know you that guy, you should go. But I feel that even though they have the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Bro, take that shit back to Rutgers, bro. Mm-hmm. Take some top recruits out there to Rutgers, and if you can't hang with some of them street ball legends.
or go play in the Drew. Go play in the Drew.
Yeah, I feel like, but see, the only reason they don't do that is because I get it, liability reasons, you know what I mean?
You want insurance, all that good stuff.
But facts. I'll say go test run yourself one time. I feel like it's a missing gap between high school and college.
Yeah.
They got to test run themselves against some talent to know, like, hey, you need to go to college, big dog.
Right.
And then some need to go D League because you keep forgetting the D League, dog. They got some premier NBA niggas that's trying to get back on a roster.
That's right. True.
Fact.
That's going to dog your young ass.
Yeah. Jeremy Lin is right there.
And guys
right
who were, like, the shit in college.
Basically, right. But right. What I do like about the D League team, though, shout out to Jerry Jack and the boys, they have some veterans on there to groom them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know they get their little bag and continue to groom them. Like when they signed Jerry Jack, you know Jerry Jack was a great off the bench player.
Bro.
Yeah.
He was cold.
But he's there grooming them now. Like he played. Don't remember he played some minutes, but he's there to
teach them how to be a professional.
Yeah, it's like a coach on the floor.
And the thing about that G League team, though, it's. Like, it's a limited number of spots that they have for the high school guys coming out. Everybody else, you got to go to college or overseas, depending on what your situation
is. That's good, because now I'm taking the top premier athletes that do not want to go to college. That means the rest of y'all role player niggas go to college.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not taking the whole top 100. 100 might not be the 100 nigga. He might be number 10, but go to college and let's see it.
Let me ask y'all this. If you were Zion Williamson in this situation where the G League team had the, you know, opportunity, do you still go to Duke?
G League. Because he would set the world on fire.
What? Like, I'm just going G League.
That motherfucker been... G League games would be played on ESPN.
I get what you're saying, though, but because in this situation, I probably still go to Duke. Because he's Duke.
And that was what I was trying to say earlier.
Because like, you're going to a blue blood school.
Yeah, which the top 10 guys go to unless you end up being, right. like, Ben Simmons who goes to LSU because
for whatever reason,
because his goddaddy was an assistant coach,
right?
Which was by design anyway,
right? So they hired him just because of that,
right? Right. So that's where that whole predicament comes in. It's like if you're a top 10 guy, you're going to a blue blood school.
Yeah,
where,
I get that because
where you're getting shoe deal money under the table.
That's what I was about to say. So I mean, he continued to raise his stock. He continued to raise the legend that is Zion from Duke.
Right.
You own
March Madness. It set him up for the huge Jordan contract. Like, yeah, it really is case by case. Now, I mean, I still love all the players that are choosing to say, hey, I don't really give a fuck about school, I'm gonna be honest. I'm about to just go get this money.
Some guys just,
it's not for everybody.
It's not.
So, I mean,
let's keep it a stack, bro. If I had the opportunity to go play football for some developmental league and they was throwing bread, like they could be throwing as little as 20K.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do.
I'm 23 years old, 24 years old. I'm going.
Right. I'll take that.
I'm taking that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if nothing comes from it.
Right.
I'm gonna just take this bread. I had this experience. Boop. Like
he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna go get me a nice ass chain."
Hell yeah, something crazy. Something crazy, my boy.
$5,000 charger.
Have a fat ass chain on my neck, my boy. Like, are you kidding me?
It happens.
But I would have smooth took that. Like, so now, I mean, let's go ahead and slide on the football. We talked about basketball for a cool last minute. You know what I'm saying? I guess the biggest topic is Julio Jones.
Allegedly, he might get traded next week. Hopefully.
Yeah, they said it had to be after June 1st.
To the New England Patriots.
He's going to the Patriots.
That's it.
So?
Yes, yeah, they got the best draft picks, bro.
Like, he's going to the Patriots. Cam
and Julio together.
But the Falcons have, like, no leverage because Julio said, yo, I want to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call Philly. They still playing rock, paper, scissors and shit. Son of bitches.
Wait, are you an Eagles fan?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Dude, are you hauling a cacti or what?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Niggas really bought this hype shit. It's cool.
He works for them.
You work for him?
Yeah.
Oh, you my plug now.
Next time.
For sure. Yeah.
But now I was thinking, bro, because like this shit was online and niggas bought it.
Oh, I know.
And the sick part was they came to shops to sell it.
I'm gonna keep it stacked to you.
They was reselling this shit.
Reselling the individual packs?
No, they was reselling the packs, bro.
The box. Oh,
I'm gonna be honest, bro.
Dear company,
these
thoughts are not my own.
These really not it.
Don't fire me.
They not, bro. They little ciders.
7%.
I ain't drunk yet.
I'll drink this with my dinner.
Now, this yak I was drinking?
Got me feeling great. That's the buzz I got.
Well, I been sending a great text just a few minutes ago.
I hope you have success.
Hey, I'm shooting from three.
I hope you have success, bro.
I'm shooting from three.
Hopefully, Ray Allen and not goddamn Julius Randle.
No, I can't. I out here shooting like Randle. That nigga was hitting all glass. That nigga was looking like Spice Adams with a shot.
Oh, man.
Everybody thinks Julio is going to the
Quintavious.
Patriots.
He's going to the Patriots.
Something with a Q. That's
okay.
Interesting.
So he go to the Patriots. That's what's up. We'll see what happens next week. Mm-hmm. But who's the team with the most to lose so far? Some teams had a crazy offseason.
The Browns.
The Browns had a crazy offseason.
Most lose.
When you say the team with the most to lose.
Most to lose or prove?
Oh, yeah, most to prove.
Oh,
most
okay. Prove. I'm like, most to lose.
The Browns.
Washington football team.
Really? You think so? Are you a fudging fan?
No, he's an Eagles fan.
Oh, okay. That's why you made that shot.
Yeah, the Washington football team.
You think they got the most to prove?
Yeah, they have no name, and they just want to make a name for themselves.
They have no name. No pun intended. Zoinks.
He's got a point on that one.
Yeah,
real talk.
Their quarterback is great, bro. Hall of Famer.
I just like Fitzpatrick, bro. I like Fitzmagic.
I love him. I ain't going to lie.
He's good for six games.
Bro, he's on Washington. Stop.
Don't you dare play Ryan Fitzmagic. He's good for a whole season, my boy.
Niggas just don't believe in him.
He is Jameis better.
He give you eight good games.
He's Jameis, but better.
Max. All right, he give you eight season.
That nigga will give you 12 games, 16 picks, 40 touchdowns.
Facts.
That's real.
I think the team with the most approved is actually the Buffalo Bills.
I think the Broncos.
To show that last year wasn't a fluke and that they really do have a stronghold on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Stronghold on this division.
I like that.
Because the Patriots are coming back this year. Cam Newton, a year old. Cam is a year removed from COVID. They got a lot of their players back who opted out from, on that defense.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how they try and take their rightful spot as the lead team in that division.
Respect. Go ahead, Mark. Mark Blanders.
Come on, Mark. What you got?
What you got, homie?
The team with the most to prove is... Real talk, like...
The Raiders!
I know, sorry, piece of some of bitches. Hey, it took us like 30, like 100 grand to get in that bitch.
Jeff Howe.
Hey, and they got, and about to have a club.
I'm trying to get niggas together so we get a section of that bitch.
Man!
Let's talk about it. But now, Mark, for real, back to your take. Who you got? Who you got?
Who you got, brother?
Chargers.
Oh, you
what? Interesting. Why us?
You said
next to a Chargers fan.
He said, why us?
I got Chargers season tickets.
Why them?
Hey, I want to go.
How many tickets you got?
I'm taking him to the Raiders game.
Yeah.
Hey, take him to the Eagles game. Yeah. Take him to the Eagles game.
We play y'all in Philly, all right.
That's another game gone.
It's not in Philly? Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Fuck it. Just take me to a game.
All right, I got you.
I don't care.
He said, I just want to go. Like,
I just want to go.
I said, half my tickets are gone.
Hey, check this out.
I gave the Brown tickets away to my boy Adam. He got the Raiders. Mikael got the Chiefs game.
Of course.
My boy B got the Cowboys game. And then somebody else has another one.
I'm just yelling. Hey, Bulls.
But why the Chargers? Are you a Chargers fan, or you just picked them because they tickets was cheaper?
Because the tickets cheaper.
Tickets was cheaper, and I was trying to get into the stadium.
Nice,
I respect that.
So why the Chargers?
That's my honesty.
Why the Chargers have the most to prove?
Because Justin Herbert had an undercover good ass rookie year.
Undercover.
Felix
hated him when he got drafted.
Oh, what? I was so sad. I was listening to all the draft experts talking about how he wasn't
he had a really good rookie year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I get what you're saying with a new head coach.
New head coach, new system, and then, everybody comes back projected healthy.
Yeah.
Because last year, everybody went down in, between.
Right.
Training camp, preseason, and week two.
All right.
And then it was just like, hey, dog, go ahead and be the QB because we stabbed the other QB in the chest too hard with something else.
We almost killed Tyrod.
Y'all almost killed him, bro. Y'all almost killed him on purpose, though.
On purpose to get a nigga in the game.
On purpose. Right. Just to get a rookie in. It's never that serious, my boy. Y'all could have done a way better job at that.
And
filthy animals.
Could have just sat him.
Sat his ass.
Real talk, the Rams also have a lot to prove this year, too, because what the Rams essentially said was, we weren't good because of Jared Goff, and they went and got the Nick from Detroit.
Yeah. Bro.
They didn't even sign no receivers, huh?
No!
Mm-mm.
Yes, they did. They signed D-Jax. Shut the front
door. Okay, yeah, DeSean Jackson.
Come on, my God.
And he's wearing number one again.
I forgot.
He's wearing number two. Come on now.
I love the fact that they brought those numbers.
What? Cam Akers rocking that three.
I don't get why they can wear single numbers anyway.
It was just some weird ass NFL policy.
It was just some rule.
Yeah. It was
so that everybody could better identify what position you played.
Stupid.
I knew what he played when he catched the ball, dumbass.
He's clearly lined up outside.
Clearly,
the ball.
Clearly the big niggas is in there in size 70 and all them motherfuckers.
Come on now. Let's be
real. And the occasional DN that wears the one single digit.
Hey, I hope they let the defense ends do
No, they do. I think.
No. DNs can't wear it.
Nah,
DNs
only
special. Oh, they can't. Oh, nah. they let linebackers do it.
Linebackers can.
Because what's my man's from Dallas? He's going back to 9.
He went to 9.
Yeah,
he went to 9. What's his name? Dude that went to Notre Dame.
Jalen Smith?
Jalen Smith.
Oh, okay. The linebackers can wear single digits again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He threw that Nino.
Hey. Some Chargers went to 9, too.
Keith Murray.
We talked about the Zeke shit, though. NFL made all the motherfuckers buy their jerseys back.
Well, that's what you kind of have to do that.
No, but it's
in the contracts.
But let's be real, though. A lot of them cats that changed their numbers didn't have jerseys sold.
I didn't have that many. Right, he ain't had that many jerseys made.
Only a few of them did. Like Dalvin Cook, when everybody was talking about him, they were like
$1 million.
They were like,
yeah,
hey,
his shit was bussing.
Yeah, cause
his shit was bussing.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham said, "Fuck it, I dropped the bag."
Drake,
Drake paid for it.
Really?
Of course. Oh.
I'm lying.
I was about to say, yo, bro. Inside like, scoop. Inside Scoopy.
Don't believe Beef.
Don't believe Beef. Hey, that need that's to be an episode, bro. I like that. Don't believe Beef.
Don't believe Beef.
Don't believe Beef.
I wouldn't be surprised if like Drake actually did pay for that.
All right, probably.
Because that's some shit Drake would do.
Right. He just like, all right, bro. I got
Drake is the biggest dick ride if I've ever seen one.
Damn. This coming from another light skinned man.
He's speaking against his own, goddamn.
Damn, at least I stick with my group. Shout out to the Karma Brothers. Thanks. Thank you.
You feel me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Come on, Mark.
Damn. I'm waiting on it. Damn. Just crickets. What?
Yeah. God damn it.
Now Drake should be doing some shit.
Now stand on football.
Okay.
What's up with these college guys in this weak ass transfer portal?
Enlighten me, because I don't know
too much about this. Why you call it the weak-ass transfer portal?
Because everybody wants to transfer, and everybody doesn't have a valid reason to transfer.
Some niggas just want to go with the homies, or just switch schools.
Martell Tate, who transfers like every year.
He's Cheeks McGee. After his second transfer, go D2, bro.
Yeah,
no bullshit, and I'm not trying to disrespect Division Two or nothing like that.
Division Two be live, bro.
No, D2 school. Let's be real. Like, come on now, D2 got the work.
They be sleeping on us, bro. We be out there rocking and rolling.
Come on now,
tell niggas about Mankato.
Shout out to Grand Valley State, baby.
Mankato is damn near D1AA school in D2.
Adam Thielen, Mankato. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. D2 puts ballers where they need to be, but Martell Tate, bro, like, bro, if you're listening, you're probably not. You shouldn't.
You should.
But.
The booty.
At this point, listen, dog, just graduate.
Chicks.
The booty.
Bro, take your ass to Chadron State.
Oh, wow, we didn't say clapping them.
Take your ass to East Central University.
Hello.
Take your ass to Concordia, NAIA or the DT.
He said drop the Concordia.
First there's line, three of them.
It's actually three of them.
There's three of them.
I swear it was like he said,
talking it's about yours.
Nah. I mentioned his D2, and there's like four NAIA
ones.
There's one in Michigan.
There's one in Austin.
There's one here.
But that one,
there's one Nebraska.
The one here in Chicago too.
Six.
Go to one of the Concordias.
We were alive.
They just let you enter the transfer portal.
So basically what happened,
for whatever reason.
So what my perception of the transfer portal is I have a discussion with my head coach. I tell my head coach I want to leave and I want to enter the portal.
Mm-hmm.
So what I didn't know until more recently is that it's actually a real database that you like sign up and put yourself on.
Yeah.
I thought when I first started hearing kids talk about the transfer portal, I thought that's just how they were referencing I'm available.
I'm leaving, right?
Yeah, like, but it's really a platform that you basically
that coaches could log in.
Exactly.
It's on the internet.
Exactly.
It's
like Madden.
It's on the internet.
Yes, it's like a free agent pool
and pick you up, bro.
Because
you got to remember, like, when they pull you from this pool, that school is going to match your scholarship.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you got to put like all your information. Like,
you put your info, GPA, skill set, video, whatever what you was on, like.
Like the best guys, the best guys to utilize the transfer portal are the graduate transfer. So if you were a senior,
because
and you need the extra year,
and you have film, you might have been established.
Jalen Hurts used it.
You might have been established at excuse me, whatever university you was at. So you know you already got the accolades and notoriety, but you want that fifth year at a different program.
Yeah, because you got
they're more likely to be taken. Yeah. But you got these cast as former walk ons or.
Or just entitled motherfuckers.
Just and I don't want to say former walk-ons in the sense that you don't have no leverage to transfer, because a lot of walk-ons do, because you may not be able to go D1, you know what I'm saying? You know, just for the, I mean, maybe it's the lack of resources. You might not have enough film.
Resources, film grades,
you know what
whatever.
I'm saying? But those kids that are in situations where they walked on and, you know, they might have played, you know what I'm saying? Or they might have practice film and they don't mind going D2 or NAI, you know what I'm saying? You enter that transfer portal and your opportunity become bigger. But all these kids, bro, a lot of these kids, even especially today, it's like some D1 or bust. Like,
A lot of them are just entitled and they just go, oh, I ain't getting no clock here, so I'm going to go somewhere else and try to get clock. Oh, I didn't get no clock where I transferred to, so I'm going to try to get clock somewhere else. Again, Tate Martell is like the prime example of that. And then before the transfer portal, like, Justin Fields left Georgia to go to Ohio State because Georgia just straight up played him, and they have suffered for it.
You said who?
Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah, he got on. He had to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had to.
And that was before Jake the portal
Fromm,
became
Jake
a
Fromm
thing.
Jake Fromm wasn't even supposed to be that dude no more. Like,
yeah, and they had him all 4 years.
Well, right? they had him. Yeah, I think he left as a junior. He left as a junior.
I thought he left as a sophomore. I thought he left young and then sat one more.
No, I'm talking Jake Fromm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jake Fromm
left.
He left as a junior. Justin Fields left literally after his freshman year.
Yeah. And then
literally got
just
on.
Went to Ohio
Justin Fields' move was so strategic, bro. Yeah. First off, you see what Joe Burrow did when he got up out of Ohio State and slid to LSU.
Yeah.
So now you're peeping Ohio State.
Right. They got a spot.
Their quarterback is gone. Their quarterback's leaving. Joe Burrow left. You slide right in. Boop. Okay. They weren't even playing Joe Burrow, but they starter still gone.
Right.
Now, what's Tate Martell is like, shit. Yeah. Now I got to get on because Justin Fields is going to take my spot.
Right. And that was the most punk move by Tate Martell.
He didn't even want to compete, bro. As soon as Justin Fields announced
he said he was going to
Ohio State, Tate Martell inserts the transfer portal, says I'm leaving, and went
to Miami.
Bro, you didn't even stay for the spring to compete. Granted, right. you weren't going to win, but you didn't even shy away from competition.
What school Justin Fields was at?
He was at Georgia. At the time.
He went to Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Because
that was the year that Georgia recruited two five-star quarterbacks, and they picked the other one over Justin Fields.
They let
Jake Fromm.
Because I think Jake Fromm was a year or two older than Justin Fields.
That's what it was.
And then they had the two
freshmen.
If he would just waited, he would have got his time.
Dude.
Yeah.
Because how long you want to wait?
Because look at JT Daniels. But they got JT Daniels. You stupid. They got JT Daniels in there. JT Daniels didn't even start last season. They had some unknown walk-on lighting shit up at Georgia.
And JT left SC, right?
And JT left
he
SC.
He saw what was happening up there.
He already knew.
He got hurt and Slovis came in.
He said, damn, you ain't getting that back, dog. You're killing shit, and still didn't get no play in Georgia. Didn't get no play until like later in the season. And that's only because old dude got hurt, I think. Like, and then JT got in there, showed his ass. Like,
I mean, at some point, like, the cream is always going to rise to the top.
Always.
Dog. So no matter how many times you transfer, dog, if you just cut out for it, you will. And a school will just say, hey, you going to be that guy. And if you're just not meant to be that guy, go to D2, go to D3.
And that's the thing that kills me. You transfer once. You're a D1 kid. You transfer D1 once. Things don't work out for you.
At that point,
you gotta go down.
Yeah.
You gotta go down. Because at this point, it's playing time and opportunity. Mm-hmm. Either you going to these D1 schools that, you not being real with yourself in terms of you fitting that particular program, that scheme, you know what I'm saying? So now you got to be real with yourself. Like, maybe I need to take my ass down to Fort Lewis, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Adams State, you know, so I could really get on the field.
And that's also a result of, like, some kids being told you the shit since you 12.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Because when you have people hyping you up when you were in middle school, even elementary school for that matter, that's all you think is like, hey, dog, reality about to come knock on your door.
And the first time somebody said, hey, do this again, you didn't do that right.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, he yelled at me. Like, all I said was do it again.
Right, do it
off his cotton.
Like, have you not seen adversity before? I'm sure you've been losing in the game before. Oh, no, we went undefeated 3 years in a row in high school. Hold on, wait, nigga, what?
I can't wait to see the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback see adversity.
Hey, and it came out the day that, like, Tebow might get used at QB.
Tebow is going to get used.
Wildcat formation.
Listen. Shout out to all the Tebow haters because Tebow's going to prove you guys wrong. Tebow's going to get out there and he's going to finish the season with 36 catches, 422 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
Watch him throw like 2 touchdowns in the red zone. Because of the trick play.
What makes you think Tebow's going to do that, bro? After missing 6 years of NFL football.
He's only 34.
What does that mean? LeBron 36?
That's what I'm saying. Tebow's only 34.
I get it's the year of the old man, but
he went from playing baseball.
Listen, and Tebow is going to succeed.
Tebow ain't never ran a route.
Tebow's going to succeed.
Did you see that out route?
Tebow ran a route and got cut by the Patriots.
Tebow's going to succeed. Listen,
This man played NFL football.
I'm gonna pick him up on my draft team.
Bro,
go ahead.
You ain't T-Bow, shit.
Pick T-Bow him with your first pick.
Hell no, you. Not first pick.
We 10th round.
In my league, we got keepers, nigga. I'm keeping Kittle. Fuck out of here.
Bro, listen. Tebow has had success in every opportunity he's had. He's had success at quarterback. He has success in baseball.
Did he?
I mean,
he never made the majors.
He made some money.
He lasted longer than Michael Jordan.
He made some money.
Hey man, a dude with that much faith in Christ, it's not about the money for him.
Clearly. Damn.
Straight up. He don't got not one football picture on his IG, bro.
Did I hear the homie say fuck the Lord?
No, no, I'm saying that.
Whoa, I'm saying that.
That's why it wasn't successful. It's because just because he made money, don't mean it was successful.
Hey, shout out to the Lord. I believe.
But I think Tebow is really going to prevail through this, and just on a sense of like on some man shit. Like, nobody want me to be here. But I'm going to show y'all that my abilities, you know what I'm saying, are what got me here. You know what I'm saying?
Tim Tebow is the reason white men think adversity is always against them.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead and take the floor.
I was just about to say, I hate the signing only because of the white privilege of it all.
Man! We had this conversation in the chat. I don't think it was white privilege.
Why not?
It was a matter of relationship.
It was a matter of relationships.
But show me the first black person that missed 6 years and came into the league.
And show me the first black person that doesn't mind sticking their neck out for somebody that look like them that has the ability to do it.
That's fair too.
Woo!
Come on now. How many black offensive coordinators are there out there? It's not many, but it's some. How many black position coaches are there who have tucked their nuts when it comes to talking about needing a backup quarterback or needing somebody to compete at quarterback to where they're afraid to sit at that table with their head coach and bring up Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Like, because think about it. If Tebow ain't never talked about playing in the NFL again. Never. Not publicly.
Right.
But his head coach comes into a position of power to where I can bring you on because I know what you could do. You know what I'm about to install, and you're a great person. You're a leader for the organization. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to slide in. It's not about race. It's just that I trust you. I fuck with you.
Yep.
Help me on this journey that I'm about to begin.
Yep, and the Jacksonville Jaguars will become the Florida Gators of the NFL.
Never thought of it that way.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of times where it's other black coaches that could have or should have.
And didn't.
Jacksonville chose violence this year.
And
well, I'm not tripping at Urban Meyer doing it.
Right.
Hey, I'm in Jacksonville.
It's going to be Urban.
Anybody in the Jacksonville organization, you can't say shit to me.
Right.
Like, y'all was terrible last year.
They almost moved to London.
I'm literally y'all savior. Trevor Lawrence isn't y'all savior. I am.
You literally came to get me.
What the fuck? I am.
I was chilling.
I was out of coaching. Right. You called me and I said yes.
Hey, if I ever get big headed and we don't make the rules, I'm gonna start saying this shit. I'm the savior.
Y'all came and got me.
Hey, we sit at the crib. Guess who you texted? Me. Hey. No, I love my brother, man. I love my brothers, but I'll never say that.
Like,
you know why I'm here.
Urban Meyer stepped into a situation in which, bro, he's.
Yeah, because I would have loved Anthony Lynn to reach out to Colin and say, bro, hey, come try out.
But you signed Tyrod.
Right.
In a camp.
I get relationships because they was both in Buffalo or whatever.
But it's still F that. Because
if we
keeping it competitive and we're out of camp,
right,
and I'm watching Tyrod and I'm watching goddamn Colin Kaepernick.
There's no way that you can tell me. You can't tell me that Colin is not one of the 64 best quarterbacks. Like,
dude, you know who has a job? Matt Barkley. You know who had a job in 2019?
Who?
Mark Sanchez.
The Sanchez.
Right. Bro, what was his name? Nate Peterman had thrown like 4 or 5 interceptions.
Bro.
In one half.
Bro.
The Peterman.
Bro.
Who also got signed by Oakland.
Bro.
Oh, man. I mean, Vegas.
Bro.
Whatever city they're in.
Stop it.
The Raiders.
Bro.
The black and silver team.
Like, are you kidding me? As many
the
as...
The LA little- Raiders.
Excuse me. As many black men as there are as there are in the NFL, nobody stepped to their owner, to their coach, to their head coach and said, we need to bring Colin in right. to compete for this position. We fucking suck.
And on that note, DP, I ask you, is that who you hating on?
Oh, man.
Bro, I've been hating on the NFL. I'm hating on black coaches that don't speak for the people that look like them.
Fire.
That's real.
Straight like that.
All right, fellas.
I like that.
That's a bar.
Who else are y'all hating on?
Oh, I hate on Rudy Gobert consistently. I hate him.
Damn.
All right. I don't like
that shit. Was straight to the point.
Yeah, I don't like Rudy Gobert. Bro. I don't like him and what he stands for. And right. I don't even know what he stands for. I just don't like
him. He stands for COVID-19.
Right. That's that. I don't feel like he's, yeah, nah.
Okay.
Yeah, you said what? Shit, what I hate on, man, is individuals now not having a sense of a will.
No willpower.
I see willpower is lacking in the society now, and it really drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I shouldn't have to cradle you.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to
micromanage.
I feel like micromanaging is taking over people's willpower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. It's a lot of work that I do. I shouldn't have to sit here and motivate you. If I can see your flaws, correct your flaws.
Mm-hmm. Or at least acknowledge your flaws.
Bingo. But what we do is we necessarily sit here and shadow it and want to do uplifts and shit like that. I don't mind doing uplifts, but I'm more of a critical type of person.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. I like to pick at your negatives to make it a positive.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I hate on that a lot. I feel like the society now has gotten more into a lot of feelings. And I don't
really, very emotional.
Very Ooh. Emotional.
You can't say shit.
You can't say, bro. You cannot walk up to a person and be like, bro, your fucking breath stinks. They gonna fucking sue you.
And yeah. I'll tell you it do.
And they gonna sue you.
This has been a show of bars, y'all. So keep spitting. Yeah, everybody keep spitting.
I just can't rock with it. I can't rock with it, man. It drives me crazy.
I feel it.
But I keep my job. I smile.
Ear to ear.
Yes, ma'am, and no, sir.
I'm just hanging on disrespectful ass fans who get to come outside this summer and certain folks in the world don't know how to act. And the entitlement of it all. Yo, like,
you're not part of the game.
You're not part of the game.
The team don't pay you to be a fan.
And somebody just need to square up with some of y'all punks just one good ass time.
I wish you
just need to get jawed on.
I would say, what Charles Barkley said, you should be able to go into the stands and punch one fan per game.
You should just get one good lick. Square it up. Nobody in between y'all. Yeah, just go.
And we know it's because they're all cowards. I mean, Westbrook said it himself.
Yeah, they
you know
are.
What I'm saying? Like, if you do this, they would not say one word to him in the street disrespectfully.
Ever.
They wouldn't throw no popcorn on him in the street.
Ever.
Because they know what's going to happen. They know what time it is.
Right, security's not there to stop them and you.
Right.
Got they know what time it is. So,
not
for it's unfortunate,
I'm
man.
Throwing it.
You would have got slung.
Bro, I was this close from...
I wouldn't let you throw it.
I was this close from adding... Marcus Morris and say you a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Yo!
Golly, damn.
Marcus Morris will come find you.
Hey,
yeah,
find
nah,
me.
He'd have pulled up
hey,
on you, bro.
Me.
Find me.
That ain't gonna pull it up, bro.
Hey,
no
find
bullshit.
Me. Ballman Inglewood. Hi.
Hi.
I'm with a new stadium for to be built.
We on the West. Pull up, buddy.
Hey, bring your twin, too, because I like the party.
Next time on Power.
You know what? That's all the positive talk we need. On that note, peace, love, happiness. We out of here.
We love y'all.
Some days.
Hey, shout. Where can they find y'all, bro?
Yeah, man. Follow the podcast on Instagram at We Don't Make The Rules Pod. Follow it on Twitter at Don't Make Rules. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Felix_Reyes Jr. Mr. BB. That's me, Mr. BB.
Man, follow me at Leave It To Beave on IG. On Twitter, find me at Leave It To Beave 31.
Why?
I am that shooter.
Ooh, let him know.
Woo!
DP, any parting words before we get the hell up out of here?
Man, y'all know what it is. Have a great weekend. Peace, love.
Chicken.
Happiness.
Ranch.
Everybody watching on IG Live, we didn't listen to any of y'all comments because the camera's too damn far away.
But we love y'all, though, and yep. We appreciate y'all tapping in. You know what?
Share it, rate it, review it.
Hug someone tonight.
All of that. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. Get drunk. All that. Have fun.
Grab their butt.
And remember,
we the fuck up out of here. Bye.